I can almost guarantee that you weren't expecting that piece of music to introduce the pandemic prescription, but for those of you who remember Dudley Savage's As Prescribed, that's the reason for that signature tune, of course played on that glorious ABC Royal Plymouth Compton. Now, these additional Monday programmes entitled Pandemic Prescription, I do want to take a lead from what Dudley did all of those years ago, insofar as to say that this is going to be, hopefully, a request show. So please, 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 I'm going to write to you, maybe even bully a couple of you, do ask away for requests. If you want to know something, ask me a question or want to know a piece of information, we can do that. But I really want this to be a conversation between myself and all of you listeners who no doubt need your morale boosting. So please, please, please do get in touch with me via Facebook, email, carrier pigeon. You can even put it on a wax cylinder, and I'm sure I'll have a go at playing it. But however you want to get in touch, do get in touch with some suggestions of music, some questions, anything and everything, and I'll do my best to answer, providing it's broadcastable, of course. Well, I'm sure, like me, you're all missing the sounds of these glorious instruments live, and indeed the music that's played on them. But I thought that we would start this series of shows, given the fact that I've had no requests, because you didn't know that it was going to be a request show. I've put together a selection of music that was all made famous in the 1960s. Yeah, that's a bit racy, isn't it? So let's get things underway with a trio of songs made famous by The Seekers. Georgie Girl, A World of Our Own, and I'll Never Find Enough You, as played by co-presenter and broadcast extraordinaire Nigel Ogden on possibly the UK's finest and most versatile Wurlitzer, the one in the Tower Ballroom in Blackpool. flashy sounds there of the Tower Ballroom Blackpool Wurlitzer in the hands of Nigel Ogden with some music made famous by The Seekers. Now, no pandemic would be complete if you weren't prescribed with some of our own resident organist, and that's Mark Laughlin. Well, seeing as we're all locked up inside, and you might even get bored of listening to me and my colleagues who present a great deal of theatre organ music as a programme, then don't forget there's services such as Spotify for you to turn to, and Mark Laughlin's first recording is on there, as well as his most recent one. We're going to hear a track from his first recording, recorded on the Neupendra Tau in Wurlitzer, a gorgeous example of a Granada Mark I with an added rank, building it up to 9 ranks in total. Here's Mark with that beautiful ballad written by Burt Bacharach, Alfie. Well, what is it all about, Alfie? I don't know, but certainly Burt Bacharach knew what he was doing there with that fabulous composition. To me, the 1960s, apart from a great deal of rock and roll, also conjures up images of the great space race, which indeed we did get to the moon, albeit at the very end of the decade. However, in the early 1960s, the Tornadoes composed a piece of music called Telstar. And I think it's one of those evocative pieces that just sums up, you know, flashing through light waves and the stars and the solar systems and etc, etc, etc. Anyway, you get my gist. And we're going back to the Tower Ballroom in Blackpool for this one, played by Phil Kelsall. Phil Kelsall there making the tibia clauses at the Tower Ballroom in Blackpool sound very spooky and space-aged indeed. There were a great deal of films produced in the 1960s, a wide variety of films, too many to list. And a great deal of the music put in those films has been recorded on the theatre organ. Now, the problem I find with choosing selections for just a half an hour of music is that a lot of them are just too long. However, this one just fits in perfectly, and it's a prime opportunity to experience the sounds of the cinema, one that we won't experience until cinemas are allowed to reopen again, but perhaps the flagship of all organs in cinemas, the one in the Odeon Leicester Square. So here then is a selection from the 1964 film Mary Poppins, as played by its current resident organist, Donald McKenzie. Thank you. Donald McKenzie there from his latest CD, It's the Odeon, with that selection of music from Mary Poppins, including A Spoonful of Sugar, Jolly Holiday, Chim Chim Cheery, Super Cadger Fragilistic Expialidocious, Feed the Birds, I Love to Laugh, and then that rousing chorus, Let's Go Fly a Kite. Now, one thing that used to be better in the 1960s, certainly from doing a lot of listening, is Eurovision. The entries and the music seem to be so much better in that period of time. And although we used to win it a lot more back then, the piece of music I'm now about to play wasn't one of our winners. It was in fact the first Scandinavian winner in 1963. This is one of those pieces that's very underplayed and works very well on the theatre organ. Its English title is I Loved You, and here's David Lowe at the Clydebank Wurlitzer to play just that tune. The Scandinavian winner of the Eurovision Song Contest in 1963, its original title, Dans Weiss, which was translated to Dance Song or in English, I Loved You, as played by David Lowe on the Clydebank Town Hall Wurlitzer. Now we're approaching the end of this week's show, and I bet you're thinking, what's he going to play next? Well, there is only one group that really were the sounds of the 1960s, a group that changed styles dramatically as the decade went on, the Beatles. So here's four tunes as played by the wonderful Robert Wolfe at the Firsford Collection Wurlitzer in Norfolk. Here, There and Everywhere, Penny Lane, I Want to Hold Your Hand, and A Hard Day's Night.
Thank you.
Robert Wolf there with that quartet of Beatles tunes on the First Fiddle Whirl. It's really with examples from across the Beatles repertoire over many years. Well, that's the end of the first edition of Pandemic Prescription. Hopefully this won't be going on too long. And fingers crossed that in maybe 6 or 8 weeks' time, we'll all be able to relax a little bit, perhaps go back outside. But I think that it will be a little while after that that we will be able to go out in public en masse and enjoy the sounds of these instruments in the real world. But as I said at the beginning, this is very much your show. So please, please do write in with anything you want played. I've got a large selection of music. I've got great contacts with a number of people who have large archives of material. If there's an organ that you want to know what happened to and you haven't been there in a number of years, please do. Or if you want to speak to me and be on the programme, then perhaps that's something we can arrange too. There's all sorts of opportunities, but I really want this to be relaxed and as conversational as possible. So please do, if it's your favourite composer, you know, what you ate for breakfast, whatever, I'll do my best. Anyway, this is Damon Cox saying all the best, all the time, and take care.